News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, people would have seen the story at the weekend about the objection from the HSE, from one arm of the HSE, to the proposed drug injection centre in Dublin City Centre. This when the HSE itself actually backs the drug injection centre. There's been a lot of controversy about this. I think there's been almost 100 objections altogether to the centre. Question marks now over whether it will actually go ahead. Well, to find out exactly how this might work and how these work in practice, I recently visited just such a centre in Amsterdam. It's run by a company called the Rainbow Organisation, and there I met with one of the workers, Joran Dekker, and I asked him essentially what would happen if I turned up at the centre with some heroin.
Then you can get an intake with a social worker, and after this intake, we ask you some questions about, how long have you been using? What's your situation? Are you homeless? Do you have some housing? How is it? Do you have a network of friends, family? How's it going with that?
The idea with that meeting with the social worker to try and engage with services and plug me into services if I need them, is that it?
Yeah, it's also to see like, okay, who are you and what are your needs? It's you can have a bag of brown and you can come into the user room. But this is not everything, you know? There is more than just a user room. The user room is also an opening to more social services.
And I'm giving the example of heroin, but you can take any type of drug here.
Almost any type. What we see here is we have a lot of cocaine users, a lot of heroin users, and sometimes, occasionally, amphetamines, ecstasy, and benzodiazepines.
What if anything goes wrong? What if someone takes too much and they overdose?
Then we have to interfere. Everybody knows here in this building how to do CPR. We all know the overdose line or the emergency line. We've seen in the past, we've seen some situations, and we react the way is most fit.
What are your relations like with some of your neighbours? Some beautiful buildings out there. See, like, lovely, that standard Dutch red bricks and wisteria growing up the side of it. How do they feel about a consumption room being across the street?
Yeah, I think everybody says, not in my backyard. I think here in our neighbourhood, we have some very positive connections. We try to keep with our clients, we try to keep the streets clean. We demand also our clients to not hang around too much in the neighborhood. If you go out, you spread yourselves and you come back another day. Also, we have an annual meeting with the neighbors every 3 months, so they can say their concerns or they can tell their positive stories or maybe not, they have good ideas. It's also, this meeting is also together with police and with the local health department and some other social services. So everything comes, everything can be spoken about in these meetings.
So what do you say to people who, because people at home in Ireland, some people would have a fear that they'd have watched The Wire and they'd have seen Hamsterdam in The Wire, where essentially a large part of the city in Baltimore, they just allowed people to use drugs. And it just became a magnet for drug dealers then and other drug users. And the area kind of just really fell apart. What about people at home in Ireland who are listening to this and they think, if a drug consumption room opens up close to me, this is just going to become a no-go zone?
Yeah, well, we had a no-go zone in the past, and that was before we had a drug consumption room. We had very big problems next to our central station with drug dealers who were squatting buildings. People who lived there, they moved because it wasn't livable anymore. Police didn't have any say in that part. The local health services also couldn't reach it. So this was really difficult. And eventually, together with locals and the police and the local health department, social services, everything, they tried to build up They bought every building back. They start to renovate. The police started to catch the dealers, and the health services tried to give the drug users a place to stay or to use. So it's really a combination of different types of people who try to bring it back to a livable state again.
One of the other big problems we have in Ireland is overdosing. We have one of the highest overdose rates you know, per head of population in Europe. And it's a really big problem. How common are overdoses here?
Yes, there are barely overdoses. With a drug consumption room, has not been one deadly overdose. Overdoses happen. It's part of the drug user's life, I guess. Therefore, with the right help or with the right supervision over in a drug consumption room, we can prevent people dying. And also blood transmittable diseases. Here, HIV, there is no infection anymore because of drug use.
Yeah, you're on Decker there of the Rainbow Organization at one of Amsterdam's drug consumption rooms.